556 communities in the eastern, Volta and northern regions are to be provided electricity following the approval of a $92 million facility by Parliament. The commercial agreement is between government and the China Hunan Construction Engineering Group. The amount will be used to supply and erect electrical materials and equipment for the project. Deputy Minister for Power, John Jinapor, told Parliament the contract sum was reduced by $9 million after a value for money audit.
The completion of value for money for the process dated 23rd June 2015. And in that, Mr. Speaker, Crown agents confirmed that based on all the information available, they came to a conclusion that 9 million was the exact figure.
Deputy Minister for Power, John Jinapor. The minority leader of Seiche Mensambunsu, whilst commending government for saving the country $70 million for his due diligence, called on us to be careful about the team it puts together to negotiate for contracts. He raised reservations about the involvement of Smartest Production in the contract.
Let it not be said that anybody is against Smartest. We would criticize the deed of Smartest, not the person behind Smartest. In the case of the rebranding, there are issues. The amount involved is about $1 million, the equivalent. And the same person then shows up to front for another company. This time, involving not $1 million, but $98 million. And we think eyebrows should not be raised when this matter is still current. And as the minister may agree with me, the person or that company has not sufficiently pledged itself of those misdeeds. Do we go and maybe in the contest award or even reward that company with such big amounts of contracts? The natural instinct of any human being with conscience would be, are we fighting corruption or we are rewarding corruption? And the president has been telling us that he wants to fight corruption. Are we positioning ourselves as a country or even as a government to be seen, to be deemed to be fighting corruption? That's the issue to raise.
Minority leader of Seiche Mensambunsu. The Deputy Majority Leader, Alfred Agbesi, commended the Finance Committee of Parliament on his work. He said the purpose of the loan was worth it.
Value for money assessment. Just because your committee looked at all the documents that all contributors have referred to. They never ended there. They went further and had the opinion of the Crown Agents Ghana Limited. Just because if they had come with this report without doing these further checks, I would have said that they have not done well. Like my colleague Honorable Akoto said in the first report, he commended the report, the committee, and then I'm also commending the report, the committee, for doing a good work, and to say that, as the minority leader said, we need to have such agents in Parliament. And we don't need to depend on what the executive always brings to us. Parliament must assert itself, get a committee or an agent that can do value for money